Kason here, another update for you on quantum computing, give you some insight to what all the fuss is about and why people are paying so much attention. I'm on a coastal path, as you can see. It's a lovely sunny day, and we can see the quantum world at work here, which we'll talk about in another session. But let's just talk back on computing, and I keep referencing classical computing, of course, because we're familiar with it and it gives us a reference point. So we have the processors, the hardware, we have the boxes, the cabinets, the laptops, the machines. We also have the languages, we have the compilers where the languages translate the problem, the language then uses the compiler to interpret that into something the machine can deal with and computate. And so you have applications, you have the hardware, you have the software, you have the compiler, you have various middleware, and of course we have APIs that plug us into all sorts of different things. So in the quantum computer world, the hardware is being built, lots of different ways of doing it. As I said before, trapped ion, superconductor, diamond, photonics, and what have you, and others. Some operate at room temperature, some operate at very cold temperatures, which is another layer of complexity. But the thing to remember about an emerging technology, and we've been through a lot. I mean, I saw the mainframe world and the PC world and the world of the internet and so on, is we have to build out our stack. So the hardware is being worked on. There are people working on quantum compilers, quantum operating systems, and we're not really at the application level yet. The things that you do read about and see in terms of quantum computing or quantum supremacy is a very narrow set of problems that these machines have already started to solve, but it is incredibly narrow and specific. So it's going to take a while for the stack to develop. It's going to take a while for standards to develop. Nowhere near a standards battle or a standards, you know, competitive situation at all. There's probably room for everybody, and it's happening. Quantum computing is maturing very fast, and I'll tell you more in the next one. Bye for now.